Welcome to the Scout Sunday Podcast, your weekly source for scouting news, viewpoints, training ideas, and a variety of other topics. I'll be your host, Kyle Peters. I'm an Eagle Scout, Scoutmaster, Council Chaplain, and generally enthusiastic scouter. Join me and some of my friends occasionally in conversations that lead us down the trail to Eagle and beyond. Welcome to the Scout Sunday Podcast. I'm Scouter Kyle, and we're going to continue our series on the pre-course sessions for Wood Badge. And this is pre-course session number 4. Start, stop, continue. The start, stop, continue is a great tool, and it's something everybody should use all the time, quite frankly. As with the other pre-course sessions, I'm just going to read through the slides, and this time I'm probably going to actually read through all the slides, and then I'll talk. Instead of kind of giving as much color commentary along the way, I'm going to give that commentary probably mostly at the end. And also, like with the other pre-course sessions, whether you're about to go to Wood Badge or not, I really do hope that you find something of value for your daily use within this pre-course session. And I think this is one that scouts and scouters alike, whether you're going to Wood Badge, you've been to Wood Badge, you're thinking about it, or you're in a patrol in your home troop, or you're a Cub Scout leader, you know, all kinds of things this is applicable to. So this is an important thing, though, an important concept that you need to get into your brain before you show up on course, because you're going to see it and you're going to use it every day, literally every day. And that gets talked about in here too. So without any further ado, let's dive right in. So this is start, stop, continue, pre-course session number 4. And the objectives for this course are to explain the concept of start, stop, continue evaluation, and to understand how to start, or how start, stop, continue is used during the Wood Badge course. Pretty basic. A key to effective team development is self-assessment. That is, regularly measuring the morale and productivity of one's own group. During a Wood Badge course, a daily patrol self-assessment encourages course participants to do just that. And on the slide deck, they show like a red, green, blue, start, stop, continue, color code, or check marks, or like a stoplight kind of thing, just so you know. The intent, this isn't the one I just read. They look so similar from slide to slide, I apologize. The intent is to measure the development and performance of the patrols, the patrol over the preceding 24 hours. So you're going to talk about what's already been done. The assessment is usually conducted each day at breakfast, but it may be useful at other times during the course. Quite frankly, if it happens more than once each day, there is nothing wrong with that. It is a great tool, and your troop guide may do just that. And he or she may just stop you guys as a patrol, and or your patrol leader may do it if you're in your home troops, and say, "Hey guys, let's do a little quick start, stop, continue." And during that course, your troop guide will coach your patrol to use start, stop, continue evaluation tool for your daily patrol self-assessment. So what does that mean? Start means what should the patrol be doing that will make things better? Stop means what should the patrol stop doing because it isn't helping? Continue means What is the patrol's strength and that is working well and should be continued? Pretty basic. The patrol self-assessment is for the patrol's use. This is a self-evaluation and should not be shared with anyone outside of the patrol. This is something I actually kind of disagree with, just a little bit, because very quickly it is quite possible to get outside of the realm of just the patrol in the conversation. And you might say, we should stop having the announcements song. All right, everybody should know this, right? Not that you should, but I'm sure you do, whether you like it or not, that somebody says, "And I have some announcements," and the whole group chimes in, "Announcements, announcements, announcements." And if you're lucky, you get the 30-second version. Maybe you get the 5-minute version. So maybe, though, the patrol doing start, stop, continue says, "Hey, I think we should stop doing the announcements song every time somebody says the word announcements. First of all, we're adults, and we should be able to use words in common usage like announcements without bursting into a 5-minute momentum killer." All right, so that's the other reason that we think we should stop doing it. We don't have time to be getting into this, and we'd like to just move along. And that's not something that should stay in the patrol. That's something the troop guide should take up the flagpole and talk to other people. It's also something the patrol leader of the patrol that day could bring up at PLC and have a discussion with the senior patrol leader that they don't want to do that. And maybe they take a vote and whatnot, you know? So I'm not totally in agreement that things need to stay solely inside the patrol, but I do think for the most part it should be understood that this is a kind of a confidential conversation, as it were, unless otherwise noted. So the next part is ask the participants these questions one at a time and wait for responses. So this would be what your troop guide would be doing in a Woodbadge course. What do you need to start doing to prepare for your upcoming Woodbadge course? Oh, that's a good question. I guess this is more of a series of questions that could be asked in the pre-course meeting, or you could ask yourself. This is kind of an awkward slide in a way. What do you need to stop doing to prepare for your upcoming Woodbadge course? Let me answer that. Stop worrying. Stop it. It's not worth it. It's not necessary. You're going to be fine. Stop worrying. What do you need to start doing to prepare for your upcoming Woodbadge course? Communicate. You know, communicate with people you know who have been through it recently. Communicate with your staff, if you can, if there's facilities for that. And start packing. You know, when do you start packing for... When you start packing for a trip, the moment you have a date for it, when you know it's going to happen, all right? That's when you start doing it. So you know Woodbadge is coming, start packing. So then once you're done, you can just fine-tune. You don't have to worry about it anymore. What do you need to continue doing to prepare for your upcoming Woodbadge course? You need to continue getting good sleep, because that's not going to happen as much as we'd like to think it would on course. There's a lot going on. And it's fantastic, don't get me wrong. And continue talking to folks. Continue preparing. Follow up with any needed discussion or emphasis on important responses. All right. So, what did we just talk about? We're going to review the objectives we had for this quick session. Boy, it was quick, wasn't it? Explain the concept of start, stop, continue evaluation. Start means what should the patrol be doing that will make it better. Stop means what should the patrol stop doing because it isn't helping. Continue means what is the patrol's strength that is working well and should be continued. Understand how start, stop, continue is used during the Woodbadge course. The intent of the self-assessment during the course is to measure the development and performance of the patrol over the preceding 24 hours. We think you will find the Patrol self-assessment tool will not only help make your wood badge experience better, we think it can be used just as effectively in other team settings within and beyond scouting. District committees, church boards, camp staff, business task force, etc. are all places you will be able to use this tool. And they totally just stole my thunder. That is exactly what I was waiting for the end, is to say, this is something you can use all the time, and it's quite frankly something I use within my troop. When we get back from a camp out or other outing, I will gather all the scouts together and have this exact conversation. You know, what did we do for next time? What should we start doing? Things that we were lacking on this trip, what can we start doing for next time to make it better? And what should we stop doing that we did this time around that weren't good, things that weren't good? And lastly, what was good and we need to continue doing? You know, so it could be any number of things. It could be, hey, you know, we had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. We had all the fixings, peanut butter, jelly, bread, available anytime anyone felt like they needed a snack. And that was really awesome, and we think we should continue having that little source of something quick to get to eat if somebody feels hungry. All right, I can go for that. Yeah, maybe the comment is we should stop doing dishes, because they're just going to get dirty again. Well, I don't know about that. Maybe we should start letting the scouts do more on their own. That's a hard one for us adults, but it's true. We do need to do that. We need to start letting them be more in control. All right, I can think about that. And now that I'm going to Wood Badge, I will learn about the patrol method that we talked about in the last one, and I'll be, maybe when I get back, I'll be more capable of letting go. All right. So start, stop, continue is great. You know, and you don't have to frame it quite so formally, but you can ask the questions, and you can do this. You can do this in a business meeting. You know, you got a team meeting at work. Say, hey guys, we just got done with this project. What went really well? What didn't go so great? What can we do to improve for next time? Those are all wonderful things. And you can use start, stop, continue in every avenue of your life. I mean, you could do it with your husband or wife, I suppose. You may get some strange looks if you hold up some cards with green, red, and blue, start, stop, continue. But but you know, if you ask questions and you start communicating, who knows what you might see improved there. So yeah, absolutely. You can go to your spouse and say, hey, this building a garage, that was a big project. What the heck were we thinking? We should have hired that out. Maybe next time... what, you think we should just hire that out if we have to do this again? Or should we start saving money for the next project now because money got really tight on it this last time? See, you can do this for all kinds of things, and you should. It's a great tool. But also know it is going to be an at least daily thing at Wood Badge that your troop guide is going to initiate. Just for... quick little reference too. I have heard this called roses, buds, and thorns. So you know, whatever you call this, it doesn't matter. A rose by any other name, right? Start, stop, continue. Roses, buds, and thorns. There's probably something else I'm not thinking of, and so use what's most appropriate for you. What's most comfortable for you. It's all the same. And it all gets to the same place from where we're at. So, thank you. This has been great. This is the short one. shortest one we've had so far. So this was pre-course session number 4. Start, stop, continue. It has been a pleasure doing this series with you, and I hope you're enjoying it. Hopefully it's a little bit more interesting than having to click through the slides on the training website. That said, it might be of value to you to double up. You know, you got this, you're playing it at double speed maybe, and making sure you're getting it through into your brain and getting yourself ready. But maybe you need some visual cues too. Go to my.scouting.org and log in, go to the training tab, and type in the search bar wood, W-O-O-D, and search. And you will see the pre-course sessions pop up. There are 5 of them. This was number 4. This may get covered also in your pre-course. If you have a pre-course meeting, orientation, it might be called, where your course staff may offer up 1 or 2 of these and give you a chance to meet up with everybody, ask questions, that sort of thing, before the course starts, you know, like maybe 2 or 3 weeks before course starts. If that is the case, you may just get this very same thing again. Or you've done that and they've recommended that you listen to this podcast because this is the finest podcast ever created on this topic. Or maybe it's the only one. I don't know. Anyway, it's been awesome, and thank you for joining me on this. And next time around, we will cover pre-course session number 5, Aims and Methods of Scouting. All right, I'm Scouter Kyle. I'll see you on the trail.